you are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by the SID Media, and we are joined on the line by my evangelist, Pastor Ben Mwamba here. And yes, we are going there. We are speaking about God the Mother. We are not blaspheming. We are not blaspheming. Do not worry. We are not blaspheming. So according to the World Mission Society Church of God, when we look at all living organisms, we see the same pattern. Life comes from a father and a mother. That is true for plants, animals, human beings, etc. But ultimately, the mother is the one who gives life to their children. God made it this way to show us that even spiritually, we can only receive eternal life through God the mother. I've been given a scripture here that says Revelation 4 verse 11. I've not even read it. But then my evangelist is going to help us here. We understand, good. Is there such a thing? Mfo, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm great. And how are you, Zanel?
I am good. And Angtandi Zinto today. I'm behaving. Today, I'm a student. I will only listen. I won't, you know. But
No. If we are studying in the Holy Spirit, that's who you are.
But before we start, Pundiswami, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
All right, let us pray. Beloved Father, we submit to you. We ask that, Lord, as we go through this program, your grace, your might, and your favor should prevail. In the mighty and awesome name of Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving our hearts now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen and amen. So let's kick it off here, by evangelist. Does God have a gender?
How do I put it? Yes and no.
Okay.
No, because God is a spirit.
Oh.
And he cannot be defined with the gender norms that we use on earth, but which are in the physical realm. But yes, in the context that within the word of God, there is a way that God has revealed himself, and he has constantly revealed himself as a father.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. I loved how you said it's a yes and a no. All right. So when we read our Bibles here, it tells us it's first in Genesis, the book of Genesis, right, that we were created in the image of God. And even when we read other places, that is what we get, that we are created in the image of God. So if God, because throughout scripture, he's referred as a he, which is a male, right? So which image are we as women created in?
The same image of God. Remember, the image of, let me put it this way. Adam was trapped in God. Eve was trapped in Adam. So the image of God, where Adam came from, that's there. And then Eve comes from Adam, all right, to now propagate the laws of the physical world. Because there are two worlds that we live in as humans, especially those of us who are of God, all right? We live on earth in the physical realm, but we're also seated with Christ in heavenly places, according to the book of Ephesians. And seated in Christ in heavenly places, the translation, actually, if you follow it in Greek, it says, seated with Christ in areas of spiritual activity.
Okay.
So because of those two dimensions, we at times get lost in trying to understand which dimension we are talking about. That's why when Jesus was talking to the woman by the well, he said to her, listen, in John chapter 4, verse 24, he says to her, listen, God is spirit, and they that worship him in spirit and in truth. And when you're going to worship God in spirit and in truth, you put aside the physical gender roles and approach him as a spirit, because you are approaching him in that dimension. Yes.
So why then do we... Yeah, this one is quite interesting now. Why then do we have people? I know some the issue of feminism is something that we forever debating and we can never win. But we do have people saying that there is a female God. Why do we have such instances where people don't get the whole issue of God's gender, but they insist on wanting to place a gender on God so that when we argue, we're like, but like God is a female, you know? That's why we behave God like this.
Yes. All right. let me put it this way. I blame this whole issue. I blame it upon ignorant men.
Okay.
I blame this issue and put it squarely upon the shoulders of men who abused and used religion to suppress women.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And so as a result, we now have a culture of rebellion. And now when there's this culture of rebellion, you are rebelling against norms that have been imposed upon you by these men who are abusing you emotionally, they're abusing you physically, and then all of a sudden when you want to pray to God, God still has to be a man. There's this feminist who said something, her name is Mary Daly. She said, since God is male, then it means the male is God. And you see, that's for such a statement to come out, it comes out of a society that is already dysfunctional. And so that's what brought in these dimensions, which have brought in the concept of God being female and so on and so forth. We've had actually female gods in history.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, let me give you some names.
Yes, please.
There's Asherah. Mm-hmm. There's Anak, there's Isis, there's Tiamat, there's the Queen of Heaven, there's Artemis, and all these gods I've mentioned are female
gods.
And take note, they are pagan gods.
Aha.
So before we get excited, and you know what I love about what you guys are doing is you are raising issues that some people might secretly be struggling with within the church, and so these programs are really, really great. So before you stand up and start saying no, but I think there should be a female god. There were female gods, and all of them were pagan gods.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So looking at Mpundiswami, the introduction that I did, according to, let me quickly go get it, the World Mission Society Church of God, right, what they believe in, and looking at that, and I remember the other time we had children in the studio whom we were asking questions to. One of our pastors was talking about the Creation Week, and this question actually also came up, and even look, when we're looking at our day and age, Mfundisi, it takes a man and a woman to make a child, right? So how is Jesus the Son of God without having a mother?
Okay. Remember, Jesus, at least Jesus even had Mary. There was Mary who came out, the Holy Spirit made Mary pregnant, and then Jesus came out of Mary. So at least there is a mother there. But we can take it further and just say, for instance, how do you unpack John chapter? This is a point. There's the physical world, and
yes,
there's the spiritual world. All right.
Okay.
Let me throw in something just to show us that we shouldn't cross-pollinate ideas on certain issues, because they are realm-specific. Let me bring this out. For instance, John chapter 3 verse 6. This is the when Jesus talks of being born again and da-da-da-da-da. Then in verse 4, Nicodemus is saying, but how can an old man go back into the mother's womb and be born again?
Yes.
Then Jesus replied, I assure you no one can enter the kingdom without being born of water and the Spirit. Now take note of verse 6. Human beings can only reproduce human life.
Mm-hmm.
But the Holy Spirit gives birth. The Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. The Holy Spirit gives birth. We are talking of the Holy Spirit, who is described with a male pronoun. He's described as he.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the Holy Spirit gives birth. In the spirit world, a he can give birth.
I was waiting for that one.
Mm.
With what you are saying, Mfundisi, are we then to understand that, well, as much as we do understand that the spirit realm and this realm, they're different, but then we understand, Uguti, there is no law of physics in the spirit realm, if we're to use that word, that a male can give birth, a male can do X, Y, Z, even a female. Wait, do we have females in the spirit realm? You see now, why? You see now? Yeah. Do we have females?
The whole concept of that's why we started with a yes and a no.
Okay.
The way we unpack gender in the physical realm is very different from the way gender is unpacked in the spirit realm. Mm. All right. And the he word is used, and it's the instead of saying it, we say he.
Mm-hmm.
It's become, when we use it, it now becomes just like umoyanje. It's just,
yes,
it's just something out there. All right. Yeah. So that, I think that helps with what I'm trying to put across. Yes. He is a role that is a tag that is given to the spirit realm beings. That is why even the devil is called a he. And let me bring in something further. It's quite interesting. People fight that God should be female, but they don't want to deal with the issue that the devil is also described as a male, as he.
Hey.
We don't turn around and say, resist the devil and she will flee.
You've just dropped something there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. Ever since we started speaking, or whenever we speak, even if it's not on radio, mm-hmm. we are never mm-hmm. concerned about that the devil is referred as a he.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. So it's a very, very tricky aspect. But like I said again, the cause of all this is the fact that as men, we abused religion and painted the whole concept of God in a very wrong way and used it as a tool of oppressing women.
Mm.
And so when someone gets liberated, they start thinking in a certain way. Unfortunately, this takes us into a totally different trajectory, which now produces pagan gods. When the pagans came up with what they were doing, and this is some interesting fact. Eh? When the pagans came up with all these pagan gods and whatever, it was because of trying to entertain and accommodate such thought lines.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the interesting part, rather. These pagan societies were actually more patriarchal than Israel itself.
Okay.
So the men were more imposing and they were more abusive than Israel, which had a father, a God who's referred to as father. Mm. So somebody, because some argument is, I don't know if you have come across this argument. The argument is that God is referred to as father because the society back then was not recognizing women. It was not patriarchal. Uh-huh. So it was dealing with patriarchs only.
Yes.
But that argument has no historical salt within it, because when you compare Israel at that time with a society of patriarchs with the other nations, which had these goddesses, Israel was more accommodative to females than those societies.
Hmm. So in short, my evangelist, are we then to say mm-hmm. or understand that once we take on the spirit form, or once mm-hmm. we speak about the spirit realm, there mm-hmm. is no gender?
That is why, remember when somebody went into asked Jesus that what is going to happen when we get to heaven,
mm.
who will get married to? And then just said, in heaven we're going to be like angels. And remember, angels are neuter. They're neither male nor female.
Aha. Uh-huh.
But now, so that's a very, very critical aspect. And do you know, I don't know how to put this without opening a can of worms.
It's a safe space, Mfundis. It's okay.
Let me put it this way. If Zanele has a good message, I mean, I don't have a problem with her preaching divine service because it's a spiritual aspect.
Aha.
Don't come here and start telling me, no, she's female and she's a ba. Don't come bringing in that. And don't bring in issues that you don't understand. You the reason Paul was saying women should keep quiet, there was a historical reason towards that. They were in church. They were busy dissing each other. And so Paul said, in this context, because you guys are not yet mature, keep quiet.
Mm.
All right? But when we go into the spirit, for crying out loud, the Seventh-day Adventist church is built on the teachings of a woman.
Yep, true. True.
And so if we fail to understand the spirit realm and how dynamic it is, we are going to be playing with gender roles. And oh God, it's another can of worms. I honestly feel we can do more. We can do more as a church with regards to empowering our sisters in various positions. It shouldn't be that anytime you give a woman a position, she has to be the head of women ministries.
Hey, Mfundis.
Let me leave it there.
I see you
again. But you get the context.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I get that, Mfundis. And I think I actually do appreciate how you have answered this one, because sometimes when we're having those lunch talks, you know, we struggle to answer it. I'm like, ish, you know. But now since you have spiritual realm, things are different from... are different from this realm issues, you know, and we need to understand how these two they believe. Any closing remarks on this topic?
Look, I'll just throw in something. I think we have so I don't wanna bring in other trajectories, but just to mention to everyone, and especially to sisters, that actually the word of God is true and it's there to benefit all of us. Mm. And the fact that God is described as Father does not necessarily mean that mothers are insignificant. All right. And that's very, very important, because at times when the moods are in and you're really feeling low, it says that even this God doesn't even understand me. Oh, you just want to swing to another extent and start thinking, nah. And then God has to be female because he's kind, is better. No, just relax.
Mm.
God is described as Father. 170 times in the Bible, God is described as Father.
Mfundis, please pray for us. Thank you for that.
May the Lord richly bless us. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for bringing out these truths, and we want to thank you, Lord, for teaching us that you're indeed a true and loving Father. And we pray, Lord, that more and more of our sisters will be used in the realm of the Spirit to do great and mighty works for this mission of the gospel. In the mighty and awesome name of Jesus Christ, we also pray that, Lord, this tide of abuse from us men should end, that at the end of it all, holding hands, males and females, we're going to look up and speak to you, God, our Father, who art in heaven. And as we get transformed more and more into your image, Father, we'll reflect your goodness to the world. In Jesus' name we pray now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much for joining us here on Mid Morning Empowerment. Have yourself a blessed day.
Same to you. And thank you. Thank you for the invitation. And hope to speak to you soon.
Indeed, Mfundisi.
All righty. Great.
You are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Get connected to Adventist World Radio SID Media on social media platforms. On Facebook, we are AWR SID Media. On Twitter, at @AWR_SID_Media. On Instagram, we are @AWR_SID_Media. And on TikTok, AWR SID Media. Do follow us and be part of sharing the gospel. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.